Councilman Brandon Scott took the final word in yesterday's meeting of the Baltimore City Council. Scott heads the council's Public Safety Committee, and he reminded his fellow lawmakers that there have been 101 homicides in Baltimore so far this year.
This is not normal. No one in the city should feel like this is normal and this is how life should be in the neighborhoods across our city. This is actually the first time in 2 decades that we've reached this number this quick. So think about that. Even in the big bad 90s, these kind of things did not happen.
Councilman Scott has some ideas on how to reduce the city's homicide rate. And we're joined now by WYPR's new City Hall reporter, Dominique Maria Vanessi, to get a rundown. Good morning, Dominique.
Morning.
So what is Councilman Scott proposing to curb the city's growing homicide rate?
Well, there's numerous pieces of legislation that are either in place or being proposed. The council last night approved a bill to staff and recruit, retain police, and that was approved without any nays. And currently, they're requesting funding to revive the police cadet program that would unfreeze about 250 police cadet jobs in order for cadets to be able to apply to the police force. And then finally, creating the Citizens Advisory Board. Here's what Scott had to say about that.
We can talk about wanting Baltimore to have community policing. We can say that we're going to do community policing. But if the community is not truly involved in that discussion and in developmental strategies, then we're just talking. It's time for us to stop talking, put it in writing, show the community that we're serious.
So how did Councilman Scott's comments and proposals get received by the rest of the council last night?
The rest of the council, of course, was very supportive, very strongly agreeing with Brandon Scott about the 101 homicides. Here's what Council President Jack Young said about the culture of not reporting cases of homicide.
Uncles, aunts, cousins, nieces, because they know who are doing these killings, and they need to sit down and have a real conversation with their family members that murders affect every family. In order for us to curb this thing, we as a community have to really dig deep and start turning our own relatives in.
So moving forward, what can we expect to see coming out of the City Council's Commission on Public Safety?
So Councilmember Scott was adamant about pushing forward with holding police accountable and making sure that the Citizen Advisory Board wasn't just talk, as you heard in the clip. So he's really adamant about that, and he wants to start moving forward on that immediately.
Dominique Maria Vanessi is WYPR's new City Hall reporter. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.